ဩဇိတ္တဒိနေကြည့်မှာဓာတ္တိဒိနေကိုကိုလာယံဩဇိတ္တကျောင်းကကြည့်ကိုယံကြည့်အတွလင်းအစပတိနာနောယံယူပါလေတံကျောင်းကကြည့်စီကျေရုံဓမ္မသရိစံပါနာသာကျေရုံရောပဒံဓမ္မညိကိနောနိဓမ္မုတိသရိစံပါနာရှင်ဤတောကစောဇဝတိစတ္တဉ္စံသံတံဘမနောစနတိတရနာတိစကျေရုံထာရောရိရိလာကြည့်တဲ့ကျေရုံရောပဒံဓမ္မရိရိလာနတံဘုသေနောကျဒိနိတံဘသောပကျတဲ့ထရှင်ပဲကြည့်တဲ့ခရှိကစုံဆောင်ရုံပြီးပါလေတဲ့ကြီးစွန်းတစွန်းနဲ့ဒီတင်ပတ်တပတော့ဒီထရှင်ပဲညီကစဒီလောလောစီယုန်ကြီးစက်ကမြော်ရင်သူသဘင်ဒီရှိကြကိုယ်ဝါရင်သူရေရေလာတင်ပတ်တပတော့ထရှင်ပဲသိဟိုတဲ့ဆူဆူရင်းကြောက်ကြောက်သရဒီဒန်ဒီပဒင်းချူကျင်သူခွန်ကလာမတိရောင်ချင်းကပ်ရောင်ချင်းကပ်ဆလမ်နာပြုံးပြီးချူရချဘောယောင်ကျင်းကဘလို့ဒီစည်ဒီဒီဒါကမန်ကွန်ဘကိုဒီအကြရမှုကြီးစည်ကြီးရွာရွာဒါတီဒါအကြတဲ့ကိုကွန်မကြီးပြီးပါလေအကြရမှုကြီးကိုကွန်မကြီးကယောင်စံယောင်ကဘလို့ဒီစည်နေတဲ့ယောင်ကျင်းကလို့စင်ပြီးပါလေဒီနာမ်ဆောင်တနာကြီးတောင်ပို့ရှင်ဒီသင်းတော်ကတော့ပဲဒီနေ့တင်ပတ်တော့ပဲဒီနေ့သရှင်ပဲသင်တော်ကြည့်စမ်းကြောင်းအဆောင်ဆောင်ရပါလိမ့်စင်းရှိပါရှာဘောတန်တနာတရားနဲ့တင်ပတ်ထပါတော့ဒါရှင်ဘုသိဆူဆူရှိပါဒီနုဒီခွန်တေကဘယူပါလိမ့်စင်းနဲ့ညောင်ချင်းကလေးဆောင်ဆောင်ပါဒီဒီနုခလူရံကိုကြည့်ကွန်ပါစီခလူကတိုက်ကြည့်ဒီချင်နေရင်တင်တဲ့ကြည့်ယူဒီနီဒီဟောဒီဂျင်းနေပင်ချင်းဘုဆောင်ချူချင်းကိုဆာဗာဆောင်ပါတက်ကိုကြတီတောင်ကြည့်တလီရဲရဲနိုင်အောင်ရန်တောင်းစီကြည့်တဲ့ဒုနိုင်အောင်ကြည့်နုဘမမှုကြည့်ယူဒီနီကျေဩဒတင်တဲ့ကနေထရောင်းတယ်မတမကိုယူဒီ
We have mentioned the other day that actually when we examine the assertion around the self-generation stage, right, and as we said before, there is difference in saying that one has the genuine generation stage, that one has stability on generation stage, and that one has consummated that. And it's not always very clear where we posit the limit of each one of those stages, and therefore a debate arises on this point. So one scholar says, when the subtle generation stage is consummated, this is the time when calm abiding is obtained. So Nawam Peldon replies to that, but this does not teach the full limit of new obtainment, because by training in that way, one obtains stability on each of the coarse and subtle generation stages. The mode of positing their individual measure of consummation should be known from the presentation of grounds and paths of our teacher, Yangchen Gawa Lodro. Actually, Yangchen Gawa Lodro the text by Yangchen Gawa Lodro has been published by the Tibetan Library of Works and Archives. It's available in English. You can have a look at that. And Yangchen Gawa Lodro was actually considered to be one of the later incarnations of Ajahn Rinpoche. So really the point is that we have three levels on that. We have the fully qualified one, we have the stable one, we have the consummated one. And it says, the explanation of each measure of consummating the obtainment of stability are formulated in accordance with Penchen Chögyen, clear presentation of Kedro Rinpoche's intention. But still there is some basis of analysis. So, first of all, you have the statements by Yangchen Gawa Lodro. Then after that, we have Penchen Chögyen's presentation, and you also have the presentation of Kedro Rinpoche's on this point. Nevertheless, the point is not 100% clear, and this is why the author says, still there is some base for analysis. Why? Because in the mantric stages, we have this statement that states, positing that one consummates the generation stage when such yoga has become stable is the system of the two traditions of Guhya Samaja. And the Illuminating Lama states that beginner's concentration is the yoga of the first stage, and abiding in that is attaining stability in that or the consummation of that. So not very clear distinction between stability and consummation.
ဟုတ်ကြတဲ့ဒီနေ့ရင်မရင်သူရှိတော်စီဒါတောင်းနေဆောင်အတေးရင်မရင်သူဤသည်စတ်တုတ်ခြင်းသံတင်ပါမစင်နေတဲ့ဒါရှင်နီစတ်တုတ်ပါစင်တဲ့တံပိုးသစ်လုံးဝတော့တပတ်ကြည့်ဒီနေ့တင်ပါတပတ်ကြည့် 我就等你太前边去，太阳前边绿松啊的，我就在这种，比如说我去到边疆路上去见个松啊，就是，嗯，就是，上上这上面地呢，各个门这个什么来有地呢？我就在几个上的时候呢，养几，个日子过，电报上太前边一个，几个地方那个手机个用个用个有啊，用的电话呢的，三种的用个三种呢，李东波。 这个各级有关人都，李东波、丁元泽呢，人把东北南边原来几人个南角人，第二泥巴呢是第二泥巴呢，嗯，第电报他是什么？哦，他第三呢，就那，嗯，就，嗯，他们那一般人都电报是哪？嗯，电报托报是哪？他是什么是哪？这是呢，几个小生意手机用不用的？我觉得这个信息国外的这个用不用的？西藏。 爹妈在之外，就这跟他学，可能他学什么经验会集中的呢？然后爹就在外边的在农村那种，没得嘛多的，爹想的上心。爹妈到我爹爸当，他想把叔叔，我在这边怎么没弄一些了？我就在西北就国家的，在地那经营的。
As I say, we have a point here because, first of all, we have three scholars such as Gawa Lodro, and then we have Kedro Rinpoche, and then we have Penshin Chögyen, who's saying actually there are three stages. You have to differentiate the three stages. You have the qualified calm abiding, you have stable calm abiding, you have consummated calm abiding. But the mantric stages say that stability and consummation are more or less the same, because it says beginner's concentration is the yoga of the first stage, and abiding in that is attaining stability in that, or the consummation. So we have this word, or. So it means either you call it stability or you call it consummation, it's the same thing, it's on the same level. Now, also, we'll continue with that. The analysis of the array of the four commentaries. This combined work of Lama Tsongkhapa states just that. But except for these explanations, it does not appear in the terms stability and consummation. It does not appear that these two terms are clearly and individually explained.
我记得今天就，但今天在用第二年用就，嗯，比如说什么，如来当月的，刚才开始那里，当不是就是说今年的生病，可是当今年的生产用的呢，当不是就是今年的，经过人家讲过今年的，或者今年李讲讲过今年的，实际在什么，当不是就是说今年的生病当年过么个话的，嗯，就一些就讲话当，他们我说的这把拉这不，刚开始嘛到完，等你个木色几种呢，等你人把当不搁排起来的，弄下那他用过了。 这个木色几种呢？等你人把当归搁排起来的，弄下那他用过了，这个工资收入些比起来是呢，第三种呢，第嘛就是，那时候他用工资收入些有那样，我觉得，丁元泽生意当年过么个月嘛就，工过问题是三样个月了，嘛就的，丁元泽生意搞是没办法了，没你，南北两家没办法，东西，三十年没接，南就是讲个月就得，我觉得需要几个。 没有是哪样？没办法的，弄上他了没？没有没人没我的，人家没办法，没过问题，但对困难我们的，考虑南北经济，他们都没办法，对困难人来说，南就是点了，定的，什么的，建筑是建筑也没的，定的什么的，什么干嘛这个基本没定的，我觉得这个人给我办的多些些，第三句话，他的，他帮一些小朋友，恐怕听着这些，恐怕赢了。 我觉得人把当归，搞是农村还用苦路，走路光把也没讲。这个农村很苦路，工作不难办，工作不难办在哪着？工作不办地工贵话的意思。我们得了去南边，人家没办当了，你把徐州当地，他们去金马县的七八了，他不见，他用苦路光把熬得，没办他了，没你那把人家没办当，因为。 如果你是真正当年来修行，然后那个电脑电脑那边的车位，十三年没接，那么就是光白样。我到工地底下我是从一些人，但我们全部弄得也没有了。还有我到那工那样，农村还有苦路了，工作不没办的了，没过问题的。当下我没有没工人，人家没办没过问题，可对人呢，等于个上路就过问题，这上路。
Now we continue with another debate, which is the debate that has to do with the function of the three types of concentration. We mentioned yesterday when we were giving a list of those things. So in this context, one says, it follows that there is no need for the three concentrations, such as the initial preparation, etc., to meditate on emptiness. So we mentioned yesterday that the three types of concentration is the initial preparation, the second one was supreme victory mandala, the third one was supreme victory activities. So it says here, it follows that there is no need for those three concentrations to meditate on emptiness, because apart from a few cases, such as training in primordial awareness or the special resolution subsumed within clear light, generally, in the context of the initial stage, the method of meditating on the appearance of the deity circle is explained as the main. So the one who debates here says all you need to do, your main practice is really to have the clear appearance of the deity. You don't need to do meditation on emptiness. But Nawam Peldon says there is no privation. You actually have to do both. Because in the context of the three concentrations, one must cultivate the clear, profound, non-dual yoga, determining the meaning of non-inherent existence through focusing on the deities as their focal object. So what he says here is that when we see at what is happening at the mind, we look at it from the point of view of two aspects. First of all, you see what appears to the mind, which true is the conventional aspect of the deities and the palace, but at the same time you have the ascertaining aspect of the mind, which is ascertaining the emptiness of inherent existence of those things. And in order to support this position, Nawam Peldon is quoting here the mantric stages, which states, the yoga entering just that state of selflessness of the mind possessing the aspect of the circle of the deities was explained by Pelje Dorje as the general function of the three concentrations. And this was the opinion of Yeshe Shab. So we have two scholars here agreeing that this is the general function of the three concentrations, that you do meditate on the selflessness of these appearances. Indeed, in the context of the first stage, one mainly meditates on the appearance of the circle of the deities, yet one trains in everything being like an illusion through including strong determination of the non-inherent existence of all dharmas. Then, having meditated on the circle of deities, one enters emptiness, which is the referent object of the discernment determining the meaning of non-inherent existence through focusing on the deities as the focal object. So you have the focal object, which is the deities, but at the same time you're ascertaining the emptiness of their inherent existence. Then also the profound, clear, non-dual yoga of the appearance of the held aspect, which is the supporting mandala and the supported deities, acts to meditate intermittently on the realization. We stop here with the text and we have about half an hour for questions and answers.
Indian highly and learned one.
Sandu is it shabim that is the aspect of the Buddha's Maja, essence of Manushi?
Yangshe
Kavagoto is the guru of the Chanjang, the Ngawa Chodin, who composed this text.
Jujuji, Pula Beduna,
So this is Sundu Jambe Doshi, this is the main deity of the main devotional object of Rating Monastery. So it's a brought is a devotional object of Lama Disha, and then no Joji to them no. So then it became a devotional object from Dumpa. Then it, the Rating Monastery was predicted by many Kadamba dishes. So it has been there for devotional objects.
In the generation stage, visualization and the self is the deity. Besides, is it okay or incorrect to visualize the size, the same size as his own body, sitting in the same place where one's body is? And, or does it have to be, you know, 4 finger widths maximum? And if it is 4 finger widths, where would it be in relation to his body?
So the question is that in the generation body, in the generation stage, when you do your self-generation as the deity, how big is the body of this self-generation? Is it right to be human size, or should it be 4 finger widths? And if it is the size of 4 finger widths, then where should it be in relation to our body? I obviously was saying, you know, the whole thing, because it's meditation, it happens in your mind. And therefore, you know, the whole thing is that to be clear of what the size of your focal object is. If you have a focal object that is too big, then the mind will not, you know, we tend to scatter. If it is too small, the mind will not really be focusing on that. Otherwise, you know, we end up with this thing, you know, some people have big bodies, some people have smaller bodies, so sometimes the deity would have to be bigger, sometimes the deity would have to be smaller, and so on.
In the description of the mandala, it tells exactly how big the deity is and how big the body is. You know, so many, what do they call these cubes? Chachums and cubits and all that.
Right, so the question is that really if we look at the text where it gives a detailed description of the mandala, they are very, the dimensions of the deities, their sizes are very clearly defined.
Tisa dan yensa rakuyo amarwa.
The thing is that when you read those manuals where they give you a description of the mandala and they give those dimensions are put there for the purpose of facilitating the painting or the drawing of the mandala. So it has to be, slightly bigger so that you can actually depict all the different parts. But if you come to the point of shrinking everything into the size of a master, so that it can fit inside a mustard seed, you understand that these dimensions will have to be, shrink, of course, into proportion, right? Right, so maybe is that we actually have two occasions. If you're just doing your ordinary practice, maybe as a beginner, before you shrink everything, maybe you can follow the dimensions as given in the description of the mandala. But when you get later on, at a later point, you shrink everything to the mustard seed. Rinpoche la chi xena tina la kak mi yo sares. Le tambo aina dindre tigle chamo mi yo mares. Tigle chamo ma mi pe kavla ta zozo mandel da na la piche kare yo vade tse chung di takta dina la juvna halam jik sares. Tigle chamo kavla chung aina dile chung ru ta na halam jik sares.
Li tambo vi rongo mi ta chi shua na ye. Rongo lo mo sam lo tang di wo tang chad di wo di hong de si.
Now the main thing is this, if you're a beginner, you have to do something that will be easy to appear in your mind and will be easy to focus on that. So choose a side that is convenient. Later on, as you become more familiar, more intimate with the practice, you will have to start shrinking it in order to attain the necessary stability.
Where would it be on one's body? Where would that day be? Because you talk to the subtle generation, like the upper or lower end of the central channel. On the growth generation stage, where would its location be?
Right, so the question is, again, that when we talk about the subtle generation stage, we talked about different locations, the upper and the lower opening of the channel, and this is where you put your mustard seed, or the mandala. Now, but when you're still on the growth generation stage, when we talk about this size of the visualization, where exactly is it placed in the body? When you are still on the growth generation stage, all you do is you generate your body as the deity. You are not really too much concerned with sizes and places. When you come into the subtle generation stage, this is where the size becomes important, and this is how you can shrink the mandala, and this is how you can place it in different parts of the body. And again, when we say that you have the whole mandala and the deities inside different places of the central channel, you have to think that my mind is undifferentiable from that. My mind is in there. Yes, please.
Is special insight and intellectual or conceptual apprehension of emptiness, or, and therefore is there a distinction between special insight and the direct perception of emptiness, or are they the same thing? And if they are different things, would Rinpoche give some comment about their differences.
Right, so you mentioned the term special insight. So is this a conceptual or a perceptual realization of emptiness? Are they the same? Are they different? And if they differ in any way, could Rinpoche please comment on that? Rinpoche la lang tong seria di tomba ni ngosun tu tope lorwe ziyamena ngosun tu tope ya ngosun ma tope lorwe kandere lang tong
Long tongue. You do, then you got, and now she's not changing Hong Kong, you got Yam the Dragi, you are in the Katsuwa, the Tumani Tonji, the Tawaka, Sadum Ravu, you're not Hong Kong, the Kalingu, you are.
Rinpoche was saying that when we talk about calm abiding, this is not necessarily the mind that perceptually comprehends emptiness. It could do it or it could not do it. Within the description of calm abiding, you definitely would have instances or types of mind that perceptually comprehend emptiness. Right, so there are cases, there are both cases within this thing called calm abiding. If we look at the sutric presentation of how you develop along the path, it is said that first of all you will attain the stability of calm abiding, and after that you will start engaging in the investigation that will allow you to develop your special insight. Right, and really when we talk about the level or the point in the path where you develop the special insight, you are on the path of preparation. That means you're below the path of seeing, right? You can continue further than that. 1 minute. Yanabuche la di
Kumbanyi
ngunet ngume topa tok zimba tan sardu zimba dinre kamye yoro ha. Now, we can make a distinction here between those who enter into the great vehicle from the beginning and those who have trained into the lesser vehicle prior to entering into the great vehicle. So, for example, you could be, it could be the case of a practitioner who have entered the lesser vehicle. They are either following the practice of a hero or a solitary realizer, and it is quite possible that they have come all the way up to the point of becoming an arya in the lesser vehicle before entering into the great vehicle. Right, so it could be the case that for that case of practitioners, they already have the perceptual realization of emptiness, and then they change vehicles and then they add in their practices. But you, if you're looking at the example of someone who has not previously trained on the lesser vehicle, someone from the beginning entered the great vehicle, then it will be the case that they don't have the perceptual realization of emptiness, because they enter the great vehicle, then they have to start with the path of accumulation, they have to go through the path of preparation, they develop special insight on the path of preparation, but they do not have the direct realization of emptiness. That will happen in the next path. So they're both cases.
Rinpoche, when one is meditating on the different deities, let's say in the system of Guhya Samaya, there's the five major Buddhas.
And for a beginner, one keeps it simple, so one might want to concentrate on, let's say, five or maybe just one. In the system, you know, as you go through the practice, you know, throughout the year, does one visualize these deities and then just by the process of the visualization, the winds go into this more, get more subtle or get more stable, and therefore you have a deeper calm abiding? And is that kind of like what the practice is? And then it helps you with more of a awareness of the deities?
I wonder if one can clarify, because you mentioned something in the beginning about, let's say, engaging in the practice of Huya Samaja that includes 32 deities. And you say a beginner, maybe you can only focus in one of the five Buddha families?
Yeah.
Did you say that?
No. Like there's... Let's keep the question simple.
Yeah.
let's say you're just meditating on Akshobhya. You know, would just that process bring the winds into the heart, for instance? And therefore they would be... Is that practice? I just want a more... better understanding.
Okay, so you're a beginner, you're just meditating on Akshobhya.
Yeah.
And you say that with time and with familiarity, would that cause the winds to be more subdued? Mm-hmm. Is this what you're asking?
Yeah.
And then?
And that creates more calm abiding. Is that how it works?
Okay. Come on. Alright. I don't need to repeat. Let amboa mi chi imaina ta koron so gom chana ta sanwa dibe ki lu pe chawa ina tena la hla min ra osun chu so sum yo re sa let amboa ina ten so kanga lo sel ta mi si vares let amboa ina ta pe cha sana mi chowa mi sange mi chowa tena la zo simne tena la gom javio re sa tena la gom ki gyo vien ta ta tes nyamnyon sa ne khansam shi ne su su lung ki dro tang tes gyurwa dro ne lung koran tes du ne ta khansam shi ne shi ne dhruvye ki dro tang dinje rwes ro tsam shi na dinje rwes
ori jik da ha mambu di jik loir te shi ma tam na jik da tsu wo yang yu niga yin na da dinja jik na mu wa jik ya yin khanda da so mu teni rambi jik tenpo na だとで長くてね、でに、よ、ちょっとずつ、もうちょっと、で、地獄よ、あれは。死んだ、だ、その、そに、よ、あれ。で、やいんこまよ、地獄からすぐ。え、地獄、だ、こまだまさんね。地、え、どういう事故で、だ、地獄、茶師もんもじわるわ。だぞ、とんぼ、え、やいんこ、ごみやだ、ごみやで、ろくだ、ろくだ、また、みんなよ。人備しゅたる、え、とんぐわじ、んこよ。
え、で、たしねじゅったんてなら、このそ論議状態たんしねじゅったんてにら、ではよるべさ。ね、そこな。たこちるみじゃん、に、論なんとじゅじゃん。おり。なんてね、ペスペクスなんたし。おり、だ論。論なんてどせやで、かれてご。なんてどごげよりて、ちんのじゃねやな、え、じゅかれてご。だ論なんてでやがみなが、あよでこんたじゃん。
Right, so let's look at two parts of your question. The first one really is has to do with what a beginner is focusing on when you start meditating on a system, which might include a number of deities. So again, we took the system of Guhya Samaja as being the example, the main example. So Rinpoche says, in the beginning you start, you know, there's no way you can hold all these deities. You just focus on the main male deity with his consort. So you just have a couple of deities. You spend some time meditating on that. When you feel that you have gained some familiarity, when you feel that you have gained some stability, then you can start adding an extra deity, two extra deities, and so forth. So you start building up your visualization gradually. And in each one of those stages, you see, do I have stability? Do I see it clearly? Am I capable of adding more into my practice? So this is really how you move up in stages. Because we say, you know, that the first thing that you do is to meditate on the inestimable mansion and the deities within that. But again, it's, you know, this is not an ordinary house you're meditating on, right? This mansion. Although it might have the, you know, it might be square and it might have four doors, there are so many descriptions of the way, you know, of the walls and the decoration and the height and the size of all that, that even that is not a simple job to do. So what you do as a beginner, gradually you build up your visualization. Now, as for the other part of what is happening with the winds as you, you know, progress along your path. Now, Rinpoche was saying, like, if, let's look at the presentation of sutra, right? If you, your aim is to attain some stability of the mind, let alone calm abiding, you have to make sure that you cut off all external objects. So you don't allow your sense awareness to engage sounds and forms and taste and so forth. This is the presentation in Perfection Vehicle, and also think, I think most probably this would be the case also in the three lower tantras. When we come into the case of the higher yoga tantra, and in particular when we come into the case of completion stage, we know that we have this unique presentation of wind and mind coming always together. So what that tells us is that wherever you would choose to place your mind to meditate upon, the winds, naturally, they will follow into this case, so into this location. So if in the case of completion stage, for example, you're focusing inside the central channel, the mind is focusing there, it means naturally, without having to put extra effort on it, the winds will also follow and they will be gathered inside.
When, at what point does one concentrate on emptiness?
So as a beginner, at which point of your practice you would have emptiness as your main focus, or just because if, or just meditating, any occasion of meditating on emptiness?
Is meditating on the deities. My understanding is the text says one also meditates on emptiness. For a beginner, what does Rinpoche suggest?
All right, so the text says that as you are visualizing the form of the deity, at the same time you would have to be ascertaining the emptiness of that deity. How is a beginner going to do that? Invece la tamuran din dishu ke dus le tambo aina ta chirtanga rozu di hlai ku sel daveres din nang yulres ya tekavla ne yulres di te tomba ni simbe ki lo che yoresa le tambo aina din re kantes gom kantes gyatu saresa Shariyul dan ne yuldi nika tomba nye dan hlai ku nika tola kandis gom kandis jabdu saris.
Ori jida karisa go jida mukpa dila mungi namba se jidi ngiyati jida lo jiye na dindaga ji namjin rawo di dindaga nyin zangu kuyo arwa dindaga mua yishi jiwa yana jiwe namshi na tozi gomgo gomgo la lo jiko da
says that it might not be necessarily the case that a beginner will be able to do it straight away from the very beginning, but this is the point of your practice, this is the point of your training. You trained yourself so that you will cause the appearance of your focal object, and this appearance would be the form of the deity, and you develop familiarity with that. The more you develop familiarity with that, it means that a part of your mind can start concentrating on the emptiness of this particular appearance. So right from the beginning you will train yourself to say, whatever will appear to me, I will hold that to be empty of inherent existence. Right? So you train your mind from the beginning. Not only do you have the basis of which is the focal object, but also you train yourself to see the emptiness of that. And with familiarity, with time, it will become easier to develop the realization. In the beginning, you just say to yourself, whatever appears, I will hold it to be empty. One last question, yes.
I'm stuck on size.
Size is important.
So, if one is meditating as oneself as the deity, and shrinks oneself to 4 inches, then the sesame seed aspect, which when you're meditating on the channels within the body, then the seed syllable and depending on what you're meditating on, the mantra or the body mandala within, shrinks to the size of the sesame seed, and then that one is brought to either some chakra within the body. Is that correct? Or am I becoming the size of a mustard seed? And then within that, the central channel becomes the size of... So it's the size thing.
Your question is that when we come to the point of subtle yoga where we're shrinking everything, right? Since you see yourself as the deity, and since you have to be inside the mandala, you have to be inside the mustard seed, and then we say that we meditate on this tiny drop being at different locations in the body. Since you must have shrunk your body, right? And you imagine how small the central channel is. How can you do this, basically?
All right,
so do this with your finger and look through that, all right, and see if you can see the whole mountain through that little opening. You can see it, right? The mountain is very big, but no matter how small you make the hole, if you look through it, you can still see the whole mountain, yeah?
I think the problem is, I think there's no such thing as shrinking. you visualize that from the beginnings, in this tiny drop, no, there's no such thing as shrinking.
Yeah. mūvī nīsūlā yūdīvā tējī sāmbī nāvā chāryādāng tīyādā mārī chāngrī tāngnā dhūrī nukīvā rā vēnā jī sāptātā, zāmnēngu sāptātā jī yīmbā yīnā āchāng chīnā jī kāmbī ngō jī nītīvā yīnā tī ngō tēlā jērkāvī rī sāptā māsī shēntāng jīgā shāngkā rī shāngkā mārī
Erosha was saying, you know, this whole thing about shrinking the size of something, you have to understand that because it is a mental process, you can do it, you know, you can fit anything into that. And an example to that, how relative the size can be, is when we start looking at maps, for example, right? So you could have the, let's say, the map of the whole, the map of the world in one little page. You can increase that. You can increase it to the point that, you know, it becomes as big as a building, as the house. And let's say that even one part of the wall, you just have like the map of one single country, right? It's just, does it fit? Can you fit a whole country in that such a big dimension?
Of your own body when you go to the completion stage, or you enter the the chakra or the door of the small deity that you have visualized, and when you penetrate.
So the question is the small the small drop, is that placed in the central channel of yourself after you have shrunk yourself, or is it on your on the full size body? And what is that? Because din din shuyore tigle chamo saumenala migores ya saume di suzu supo churu tane saumenala migores ya mena suzu supo churu matangonde ume saumenala migore
Daddy, Ranki Chalaji, operation Raji, Tina, Lama, Ashan Taguva. Daddy, Salo Tantan, Chiri Mata, Tina, Zura, Padima, Tisanda, Wajana, Noah, the Guiva Marua.
She says, since we are not talking about gross bodies and material bodies, this should not be a problem. Otherwise, you would have to have an operation and have a little thing inserted, implanted into your body. Okay. I think we stop here for the day. Actually, Rinpoche, just the way I phrased the question was that in the beginning we gave this distinction of hearers and solitary arhats and arhats of the great vehicle, and today we talked about the form body and the dharma body, and is this a different classification? And Rinpoche actually just went back into this classification of arhats, and we said we have three levels of arhats. We have arhats which are hearers, solitary realizers, and arhats of the great vehicle, which are the real Buddhas. And when we talk about arhats, we have to understand that they are Arya beings. When we examine Arya beings, we can categorize them in two, those which are learner Aryas and those who are normal learner Aryas. And definitely when you talk about arhats, they have to be on the path of normal learning. So arhats fall in the category of normal learning Aryas. Now,
too
confused to check the
Dharma
if they do, they come up with the wrong conclusion. Could it be? You know, we're supposed to check the teachings for ourselves. But we already have to be pretty clear, otherwise we'll come up with the wrong conclusion. And what's happening? I'm also saying, I'm also saying, I'm chung chang chang rai du sa kong su sebu hao ne su sebu hao men du sa chue ke ma ling kong la su su tak chi che go re zina ya su su tes
rikpang ngompo meba, ta serbo meba, ta che katsu chena ya, ta seru droga mendoza. Ke lanya ta doria diya, ta kebo dindri lakduge mendoza.
Ori, da di karisi go, jika taksu jiya se je di, da ju namji ke sherab ke taksu ji gogo yuwarwa. Taksu jingi ke yenjin rao jingi di sherab ke ji gogo yuwarwa. Sherab di ju karisi go, chenpo rao mea ye na, jika da sonrab ke jhona, sherab ke namin rao, jika tui sherab, sambi sherab, gombi sherab se ji rik mambu yu dingi. ဒီနောင်းနေတာတင်ရကမှာဒီခြေရုပ်စေကြည့်တဲ့ဒီယင်းကြီးကြီးကြီးကြီးကိုခြေရုပ်စေကြည့်တဲ့ရောင်းကရုစေကိုခြေရုပ်ကရုလာမှာထဒင်းကြီးရောင်းကိုယူပါလိမ့်မာထင်းကြီးရောင်းကိုယူပါလိမ့်ဒီကောင်ကဟောက်ကွာကြီးနော်ဟိုတဲ့တင်ရကြီးကိုကိုနေမာထွေးခြေရုပ်ကြီးကိုနေတဲ့တောက်ကြီးကိုယူပါလိမ့်မာတော့ဒီရောင်းရောင်းဆုဆူကြီးဝဲတောက်ကြီးနဲ့ဒီထဗျာယောင်းယူပါမှာတော့ကနန်းကြီးကခြေရုပ်ကတောက်ကြီး
Now, before you do any examination, of course, you need to have a certain amount of wisdom. Is your wisdom which examines and analyzes? And different people, we have different degrees and different strengths of wisdom. We have talked about different types of wisdom, the wisdom that is derived through hearing, wisdom which is derived through listening, reflecting, wisdom that comes about through meditating, and not all three of them, for to begin with, have different strengths. And it is important to understand that, you know, sometimes with the amount of wisdom that is available to yourself, you will make mistakes. If you were capable of increasing or strengthening that wisdom, you could have a different type of wisdom that is not mistaken so often. So it is very important for us to actually receive some sort of external advice for certain subjects that are to be studied, for the method of studying and so forth. It is important to rely on advice of others as well, of course, as trying to develop this, our own power of examination. And Umji was saying it's very much like the case that the example that was given right before, where we said that you might have something disputed and you end up in the court in front of the judge, and the two lawyers, they have to debate the subject. And if you're a lawyer, you know that it will take you many years to actually find the proper way of debating in the court if you want to have any hope of, you know, winning any trial at all. So if the lawyers actually have to train their minds for many years in order to be able to make the distinction between what is breaking the law and what is within the boundaries of laws, in a similar way, we have to train our minds and we have to strengthen and increase our wisdom. Otherwise, you know, an ordinary person with no training whatsoever, if you give them the task to analyze and decide for themselves what is to be practiced, you know, what teachings they should take on, of course they will make mistakes.
So
The actual advice that was given by the Buddhas was, you know, do not accept my teachings without testing them. You have to test them and analyze them the same way you would analyze gold before you buy it. First of all, you would rub it, then you would burn it, finally you would cut it to make sure that it doesn't possess any impurities, that it is, you know, pure gold and so forth. So similarly, in our minds, we need to go through different levels of examinations. And going back into that example of the corn, Rinpoche is saying, you know, sometimes you have a case and it might go through, I don't know exactly what the term is, but let's say a lower court. And then if it is not decided there or if the decision does not suit you, you still have the right to appeal and take it to a higher court. And again, you know, the case is examined further in a more extensive way, and even if that is not you know, good enough, then you can take it even in the highest court and have a more thorough investigation. So this is how we should do from outside. We should analyze on different levels as much as we can.
And Rinpoche
is saying it's actually according to the gravity of the situation, the importance of the case, that we send it into different courts. If it is a small matter, it can go into one of the lower courts. But if it's, you know, a really important case, you know, it doesn't go into one of the smaller courts, but it goes into the higher or even the highest court. Okay, one more, because we do have this much.
Tonight Rinpoche was talking about the purity, and Rinpoche said that at the eighth ground and above, they've eliminated a lot of afflictions and stains from their mind. And I was wondering, what is considered to be the final affliction that is eliminated before arriving at the level of Buddhahood?
Tima mambo tarne tenala ta semtes taru drogdos ya tima paye ki tima thama thama de kainas
that ne dhamma ji da ji yigi thosan thosan ni dhamma de tharo mambo yob na ni dhamma raba de so mama ngama ni ma ta dhamma thamo de so yang rimba rimba ji ta that dhamma pao chak da ji wa si dhamma rong ji ndugan duksan de wo mi ding yi ti sen de wo ti yan de wo pe na ji ti pe tin de jari wa ro pe na ji no ka ji ga na na ji ga de go so pa na ji yo na tong bu chi tu tin na na go bu Gopa yuwa yana gopa koron mena gopa tamanda wo de dingi ji yuwa rwa. Oda gopa tamanda wo de taman chaisen taba se bao chaba se jiti jinda ka tamo tamo ji yu dingi.
Right, so when we go through this process of purification where we are eliminating different stains of the mind or negativities of the mind, we move from the grosser to the more subtle. And eventually we come to the level of imprints. Imprints are considered to be the most subtle and the most difficult to remove of those obscurations and stains. So the last things you would be abandoning is the imprints of stains of the mind. Rinpoche gave the example of the garlic, the smell of garlic that lingers. If you have garlic in a small pot, now to remove the garlic is the easy part, but to get rid of the smell of the garlic, you might have to wash that bowl a number of times. So it is like trying to remove the imprints. It's very subtle, but it stays there.
All right, we stop here for today. Sambo Jojo Rabdha Mura